Today is Saturday, October 14th, 2017, and this...
You're just supposed to know how to gamble, but it's one of those things no one ever teaches you.
The games move fast. They're, like, giving you free drinks, and then just like that, you're just out $200.
I don't want to lose my hard-earned money on one roll of the dice.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 620.
You're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas!
You think we can get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby!
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. Here we are at the D Las Vegas showroom, doing our show live for this fine audience of Vegas nerds. Oh, this feels good. It's nice to see you guys. There's no chance this show is going to be better than that intro video.
Yeah.
Thank you to Miss Nomer for putting that together for us.
That was awesome.
We spent a day touring the Twin Cities and filming these ridiculous clips that would fit in. And
at our local hockey rink.
You have no idea how much it costs to rent 6 speed skaters for a single shot, but I am out of funds. So how's everybody doing? You guys enjoying the show so far? All right, great. It's wonderful to be here, especially right now. A lot of people have commented in the last couple of days that we've been speaking with a lot of you about right now how wonderful it is to be together with this particular group of people. So it's awesome that everybody came out. It's very comforting to be together right now. And, you know, coming in, it was weird. We were kind of wondering, you know, is it going to feel weird? And it does feel a little bit different. But yeah, you walk down Fremont Street and you see... you know, a Catholic nun with her tits hanging out, and you realize some things just never change.
And you
we're
going
to be okay.
We're going to be okay.
And for the record, I went to Catholic school, and I'm fairly certain that's not an actual nun. And the reason I know that is because she was smiling. So before we get into the news and some reviews for you, I want to kind of evaluate what audience we're dealing with tonight. So we can't see a lot from up here. So maybe by applause, how many of you have been to a dispensary in the past 3 days? Okay, so we've got a few people. How many of you have been to the new White Castle in the past 3 days? Okay, I would have expected more crossover.
Yeah.
A little sparse, but I appreciate that there weren't many people clapping for that last one.
Especially tonight.
We'll get to the dispensary issue shortly.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. People were seriously afraid of being ejected. All right. Let's get into some news. We've got a bunch of things to talk about news-wise. And then we have some reviews of some things we've been up to in the last few days.
Okay. Let's chat about Vegas.
All right. Let's start with AllNet Arena. So in case you haven't been following this, there are plans for an arena to be built on the lot next to SLS. And the people behind that particular arena have now said that they have 100% funding, according to Las Vegas Now, the ever reputable Las Vegas Now. There's no details on what specifically they mean by 100% funding, who is funding this thing. So anyway, the complex is planned to include a 22,000 seat basketball arena with no team that has been signed up for this, as well as a 2,000 room hotel which would be roughly the height of Fontainebleau, and we know how well that went.
Yeah.
So, of course, we've been watching this for a while, and we're curious to see how it turns out. They don't have a reputable promoter. They don't have any. It's very vague still. But they're saying construction could begin in November. Other things that could begin in November include Parabounce, Skyview, and Monkey Poker Dome. Are you excited to see AllNet Arena?
No.
If you had to gauge the likelihood of AllNet Arena with 100% funding being built and being
opened. Well, it says 100% funding, but nobody knows who's funding it, right?
That is correct.
25% chance.
All right, I'm with you on that, 25% okay. chance. And that's generous.
Can I add an item to the agenda?
Of course you can. This is partially your show.
So we have a lot of guests from the UK here representing. And I was wondering, do you say twat waffle or twat waffle over there? Twat. It's twat.
It's twat, but there's a U in it.
Thank you for clearing that up. Just wondering.
Does that tie into the AllNet thing, or is just something bouncing around in your mind?
I just wanted to know.
All right, we're already off script. This is fantastic. This is how we do it here. All right, let's talk about some dining news, if you're up for that.
I am up for that.
How do you feel about Giada?
Giada. Yes.
Yeah, so Giada announced, after much speculation and rumor, that she is going to be opening a second restaurant here in Las Vegas. It will be housed at Caesar's Palace, where the a restaurant is currently housed, called Payard.
Behind the Samsung thing that you have to walk by?
Yeah, hopefully that'll be gone by the time she opens her restaurant. We haven't been over there to see that monstrosity. Have you guys seen the Samsung thing?
It's bad, isn't it? Wait, what?
You can go there, and you
and
hand the money,
things.
And Giada will...
Or,
I don't know.
Who's doing the grabbing? The person paying, or...
That's negotiable at the point of purchase.
Okay.
They will also have a gelato bar and an espresso bar, and she seems very excited about having authentic Italian espresso available. I don't know, not my thing. It'll be open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's expected to open in early 2018. Would you have interest in visiting the new Giada restaurant when it opens?
Sure, why not?
I'll go there. It's supposed to be like cheaper and more accessible than her current restaurant, and one of the criticisms of her current restaurant is that it's a little overpriced, so... Maybe we'll see. I find that hard to believe at Caesar's Palace that they'll have something that's a more affordable option.
Yeah.
Time will tell. So early.
Didn't Payard charge like $6 for orange juice?
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, early 2018 we can find out, and then everybody will complain about how the service sucks. Another restaurant note, and I'm excited to talk about this one.
I am as well.
MGM Grand has announced a new restaurant that's on the way, according to Vegas Eater.
Come on!
There it is. The restaurant is called China Tang.
Could you say that again?
China Tang.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a Cantonese restaurant scheduled to open in February. It's in the former Pearl space, another restaurant. They currently have locations in Hong Kong and London, and now they're going to open a Las Vegas location. It's conceived and designed by someone named... Sir David Tang.
He's a knight?
He is a knight. Well, if you're...
Sir Tang.
You don't have a name like Sir David, like David Tang, without being knighted. It's just... I'm not sure if he's part of the breakfast mix empire. That Tang. Or...
What other empires are there? Wu-Tang?
I don't know what you're talking about. The audience seems to be onto something, but
somebody said Wu-Tang.
The Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah.
He might be a member of the Wu-Tang Clan. I'm not sure that any of them are knighted.
Uh-huh.
It would make sense.
Yeah.
I love his solo album. Not a lot of people... That Pharma Bro bought his solo album for a record amount of money. I don't know. Forget it. Okay. So if you're really into expensive Asian cuisine, MGM Grand will have you covered very soon when that opens, and you can visit China Tang. I'm curious to hear about their menu items.
As am I.
Yes. All right. We've been talking a lot about Monte Carlo and the conversion to Park MGM. And there's some more news. There have been a lot of closings there lately, one restaurant after another. And most recently, the food court has closed. Are you? Has this affected your trip at all so far?
Not really.
Not so much?
No.
All right. So for now, I don't know if they will. I'm guessing Park MGM won't have a food court. It seems a little, they're going for an upscale thing. Doesn't seem like a food court type of establishment. So if you have a burning desire for Sbarro or Subway, you're going to have to hoof it over to Bally's, I guess, for the time being. Or Excalibur. They have an extensive food court at Excalibur,
yes.
So that will work.
Do they have Noble Roman's Pizza, though?
That's available, Four Queens?
I think so.
It seems like that place is everywhere here, and I've never... it can't be good, can it?
You haven't sampled their wares?
No. I haven't been that drunk.
What about White Castle?
I haven't been that drunk this trip. But we have a few more nights, so there is time.
Oh, dear.
Let's talk about a new nightclub coming to Las Vegas.
You love the club.
Do we have a lot of clubbers in the audience?
Oh, yeah.
As I would expect. Well, there's a new nightclub. Best of all about this nightclub, it's called Notoriety, and it's coming to Neonopolis.
Ooh.
Because what could succeed more in Neonopolis than a nightclub?
No. What could succeed in Neonopolis?
That's a fine question. So this is taking over the former Crave Massive Space, which was a gay nightclub that lasted about, I don't know, 9 months or something. And they filed plans with the city. They don't give a lot of information at this point. But they do plan to use... So they have a bunch of theaters. One, it used to be a movie theater, like a multiplex.
Will it be street theater?
Oh, let's talk about street... Okay, off script. You may know if you listen to the show. We like to play video poker at the...
At Four Queens.
Four Queens at King's Bar, which opens up onto Fremont Street. And usually we're tormented with the street performer who does ventriloquism.
And he speaks in a really bad British accent. And
he's British. That's his actual accent.
It's not good.
All right. I just wanted to clarify to make sure you weren't being very rude to all of our British listeners.
No, I didn't know you followed his career so closely.
I've read an interview or two.
Okay.
So anyway, he hasn't been around this week, but there's some guy out there, and I don't know exactly what his act is. All I know that because of him, I'm incredibly sick of Uptown Funk.
I love Uptown Funk, but only so much.
So he
plays it like every 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's every 5 minutes. But we heard him earlier today refer to himself as doing street theater.
Street theater.
So that's his. That's what his LinkedIn page says, I guess. If you look at that. He was encouraging people to visit his Facebook page, and I'm like, yeah, we've got one of those too. It's not that big of a deal, buddy. So anyway, Notoriety is planning on having live entertainment in 9 of its theaters, which are still there apparently from back when it was a multiplex, and they plan to be open into the early mornings as a proper nightclub would be. I'm curious to figure out how they do this, because it doesn't seem like downtown is really the nightclub.
No.
Scene, and I don't see them necessarily attracting enough locals down here because of the nightclub for it to do well.
And it's in Neonopolis.
Neonopolis, the mall where things go to die. So I'm guessing 8.5 months. Do you have any thoughts?
I don't.
All right. So Notoriety will be notorious for
failure.
Closing quickly, I guess. All right, we have some other entertainment news.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about this because we have audio clips.
Yes.
Are you going to sing? I don't think I'm going to sing.
No.
I don't have the range.
Wait, you've had more booze than I have, though.
That's true. You never know.
You can sing and I can do interpretive dance or something.
All right. Oh, that would be something.
Stage theater.
All right.
Stage
All right. So there's a, we often speak of residencies, the most overused word in Las Vegas entertainment, and there's a new residency coming to Venetian in February. It's a band that's been around for 50 years. How would you describe their genre? Kind of classic rock?
Beige.
Beige? All right, the band is Chicago. I'm okay with that. I've seen Chicago live. I will confess to that right now. So I'm not a Chicago hater. I do have some thoughts on them, however.
So do we'll you? Play,
we'll
do
pl-
you?
Yeah, we'll play some clips while we talk about this.
When you saw Chicago, was it Peter Cetera Chicago or post-Cetera?
Cetera left in 86, I believe. I saw them in 1991.
Oh.
So Cetera has been... Peter Cetera has been gone from the band for approximately... What is that, 30 years?
Sure.
30 years?
Math is hard.
So this is one of their classic hits, 25 or 6 to 4.
After Boots.
Yeah, you know what? You're clapping for this song right now.
Oh, God. Here we go. Here.
Something I discovered while pulling clips of the band Chicago for this particular segment... Their early material, this included, the lyrics are incredibly shitty. So incredibly shitty. So the whoever said, yeah, do you know what this song is about? The dude was up in the middle of the night having trouble writing a song, so he wrote a song about trying to write the song. That's what this is about. And 25... I don't know what the 6 is about, but he started writing it at 25 to 4 a.m. That's what the song is actually about. And a lot of their early material is very similar in this.
Did he have beer goggles or something where he couldn't see the hand on the clock?
Yeah.
Like, is it 25
or
is it 6?
I don't know. They did, what was that? They did, I didn't pull the clip for it, but they did a song, does anybody really know what time it is? If you listen to the lyrics of that song, it's like... He just writes whatever he's looking at the time. It's like, I'm walking down the street, some dude comes by and asks what time it is. That's a song.
Does anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really
care?
Wait,
here's another of the early works.
What's this one about?
It's about sitting in a park on the 4th of July. And it happened to be a Saturday. And there's some dude serving ice cream and some kids screaming and shit. And that's a song. And this was a hit. How much cocaine was being done in the 70s and 80s that this was a hit song? And like I said, I don't even hate Chicago, but listening to it now, I'm like, could have used a little more work in the lyrics. Okay, so anyway, Chicago.
What about If You Leave Me Now, You Take Away the Biggest Part of Me? Ooh, 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 no. Please, baby, please don't go.
What song is that?
If You Leave Me Now. You don't have it pulled, do you?
I got you covered.
If you leave tonight,
this is, I think this might be about someone leaving someone else, based on. Wow. That is amazing.
Yes.
I didn't even write this song, and I'm like, whoa, this is the greatest thing ever. Now I know why people do the sing-along thing in concert. This is great. So anyway, they're going to be performing Venetian between February 7th and 24th. They have 20 top 10 singles, mostly in the 70s and 80s, of course.
Are you going to do your Cetera impression?
All right. Let's. I've got some Cetera at your Chicago on here. Every Chicago video from the 80s is Peter Cetera doing this. Just glaring off into space. I half expect him to start, like, swatting at dust. I don't know. So they went from the shitty lyric era to the super sensitive ballad era in the 80s. And all those songs were about somebody leaving somebody else. Well, I guess that one song we played a little while ago was about that, but... Anyway, they're going to be singing all of their hits, or many of their hits, at Venetian soon. Tickets are $60 and up, plus Ticketmaster fees. Are you doing interpretive dance right now? What is this?
No, I'm just grooving.
You like the Chicago a little more than I thought.
Takes a lot of caring. Everybody needs.
we're moving on. Wow. People at home have no idea what's happening right now. This is wonderful podcast material. Wow. This happens at our home like weekly. All right, enough Chicago. The best part of this is that Hunter pointed out before the show that we're not really sure if this particular theater has renewed their ASCAP license and whether or not we're okay to do that. There might be a huge fine coming soon. Sorry, Derek. All right, a couple other entertainment notes. Santana, who has been performing at Mandalay Bay at House of Blues for a long, long time, has announced his semi-annual extension.
Do you have feelings about Santana?
Not that haven't been expressed on this show before. Okay. Not really. I don't have any clips. You're welcome. I'm pretty sure that Santana has like a 40-year deal, and they've decided, let's just announce it in six-month chunks because we get more publicity that way. So either that or they're not so sure that he's going to make it the whole 40 years. I don't know. So the current dates bring him through May of 2018 if you're into like extremely wankery guitar solos and black magic women and things like that. You can go check out Santana. There's another show that is coming to Las Vegas very soon. We've been mentioning many times lately that one of the biggest wastes of entertainment space in this city is the Jubilee Theater at Bally's. It's a cool, old-style Las Vegas showroom. They're finally going to be using that again. Unfortunately, well, I shouldn't say that. That's
unfortunately they're going to be using it, or unfortunately.
No, unfortunately they're going to be using it. I'm glad they're using it for anything at this point, but it's going to be another magic show.
Oh.
And I don't, you know. No. However, I should mention this is not something I plan to discuss today, but I saw a brief. I don't know if it's even a rumor, if it's been announced, a brief thing in Johnny Katz's column today that Dirk Arthur, known for his tiger-based magic, is returning to Westgate soon.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, no tigers. I think he's going to have a panther and a free-range chicken or something.
Not the same.
No actual tigers. I know. That's what he's known for. And yet, he's bringing his act back. No tigers. So I won't be going to that show. But,
Would you have anyway?
No. No. Masters of Illusion, if you're into magic, Masters of Illusion, apparently it's a TV show. I think it's on the CW or the WWB. Is that still a thing? I don't know. It was announced a while ago, or it was rumored a while ago, that it was going to be opening at Tropicana. That did not happen. It is going to be opening at Bally's. They just announced it. December 6th is the opening date. And that's, like I said, I'm not really into magic so much, but I'm glad to see that this theater is finally going to be used again. So I don't, you know, they're not going to be bringing out the topless Jubilee dancers, unfortunately.
Aww.
No, I know. Just magicians with their weird little goatees
and no boobs.
Yeah. It's billed as comedy magic because magic alone doesn't cut it these days. So I'm sure it'll be hilarious. The show is at 7 p.m. It's dark on Tuesdays. Tickets are $49 and up, plus Ticketmaster fees. So it'll be like more like $75. And that's going to be happening December 6th. So if you've ever wanted to see the Jubilee Theater, or if you just are a lover of magic, you can check that out.
Especially comedic magic.
Yes, it'll be full of laughs. All right, so we're going to do so. That's it for news. We're going to do some reviews for you, however, because we've had some fun experiences the last few days, and we'd like to share them with you, our live audience. Thank you for your support. We're going to start by talking about our experience the other day going to a cannabis dispensary.
Yeah. On a list.
We weren't planning on doing... Yeah, we are. We're on a lot of lists, so it's okay.
Well, yeah.
So, do you want to talk about this? About the... Well, I hope you do, because it's on the list of things we're going to talk about today. So we went to Essence.
No, I'm good. You go.
So we went to Essence, which is a cannabis dispensary about a block away from SLS. We figured, let's just make it easy. We'll go to the one that we know about on Las Vegas Boulevard. Yes. So
the research that we do.
I know. Cannabis dispensary, Las Vegas Boulevard. Oh, there's one.
Yep.
And while we were on our way there, we took a Lyft ride from Cosmo.
Yeah. And he was recommending all these places. Yeah, have you been here or have you been here?
Yeah, he's pointing out all the other dispensaries along the way.
So we're starting to worry that...
Like, we're going to the shitty one.
Yeah. This one's not going to be any good.
See that one over there, Reef? It's huge. It's amazing. I've heard they have great... And so, great. So we walked into the one we went to, and it was really small. So I feel like we might have missed something. But it was a good experience.
It was.
So you first walk into this place, if you haven't been to one, and we know that some of you have, based on your applause earlier. You walk in, and there's a window, and someone's sitting behind it, and you have to provide an ID, a state-issued ID.
Hence the list.
That is the list. They scan it in, so they have our photos and everything. And eventually, when the feds decide to quit doing this, we'll be doing time. So that'll be fun.
However, it is legal locally, so...
I'll be crowdfunding our bail money, so keep an eye out for that. So we went in there. And then, so once you give your ID, then they say, go ahead in. There's another door, and you open that, you go in. And it's kind of like being a fast food restaurant.
A little bit, yeah.
And you queue up, there's a line.
Other than the fact that there are... absolutely no windows.
No,
there's very like a lot of steel. Like you open the steel door and there are like no windows.
Lots of security.
And then you go in another place. Yeah.
Yeah. So you go in there and you line up.
I love how I'm like, open the door. Like you people
very
don't
literal.
Know how to open the door.
The interpretive dance thing is really going well tonight.
I like to speak with my limbs.
So there are a couple people in line ahead of us. They get called up and then we were waiting and somebody called us up and there are a bunch of different menus behind the board for different things or behind the counter, different options, whether you want pre-rolled, you know, marijuana cigarettes or edibles or vape, whatever vape shit is called.
No. Who vapes?
The douchey option. You know what? So I've heard that vaping is the way to go because it takes effect quicker. But I couldn't bring myself to ever vape, so we went with edibles. So we walk up to the counter, and the lovely clerk there said, "You know,
how can I help?
How can I help you? Welcome." And we were just straight up honest, like, "This is our first visit to a dispensary. We need help."
Mm-hmm.
So
we don't often do the pot.
Yeah, no. The pot is not part of our normal routine or anything.
Right.
And she asked, she's like, so how often do you marijuana? Is it like weekly, monthly?
I can't remember the last.
Like, yeah, it's been a while.
Like
well, actually, it was 1 year ago today at the Sublime concert. Thanks to, he's here. That went well, too. Yeah, so... So she said, "Well, what do you have in mind? Are you thinking edibles?" And we're like, "Yes, we are thinking edibles. What do we do? We haven't done this very often. We're looking for recommendations." She said, "Well, since you're beginners at this, relative beginners, we'll talk about my past sometime down at Long Bar, but for the sake of this discussion, we don't partake. I hate that fucking word very often." So she said, "Well, I recommend either." What'd she recommend? Either gummies
or chocolate.
Or chocolate. Okay. And the reason she recommended those is because they come in multiple doses.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start with a small dose and then increase if needed. So she recommended one of those and said, she looked at both of us. She gave us the double take.
Uh-huh. For you, girl, start with one.
Yeah. She said, "You start with one." She looks at me. She goes, "You're going to need more than one, motherfucker." So I started with two. anyway, so she recommended something, and the other question was, do you want a mellowing effect or like a more energized effect? And we're like, yeah, let's go the mellow route.
Energized, I'm worried I'm going to be paranoid, so I thought, let's just go with the mellow one.
People who do this stuff all the time are like laughing their asses off
morons.
Right now, these fucking idiots
God.
From Minnesota. Yeah. So, which you do every week, that's why you listen, we know. So anyway, she recommended the chocolate or the gummies and blah, blah, blah. So we decided, let's go with the gummies. We had choices of three flavors. We went strawberry, and they were quite delicious. You could barely taste the cannabis. 10 little cannabis discs.
Tell me more, Julia Child.
I know, I sound like one of those amateur drinkers who's like, this is so good, you can't even taste the alcohol. Totally. I'm a frat girl, or a sorority girl now. We called them frat girls at the college I was at. So we went with strawberry gummies. There was a little bottle of 10 of them, and she said, start with one, told me to start with maybe a couple more. And then if it doesn't kick in an hour to an hour and a half, then up your dosage. Mm-hmm. So we got these. It was $30 for a little,
for 10.
Little bottle of 10. And you started out with one. I started out with two. And we went and had lunch and really wasn't doing that much a little bit. We're like, I don't really feel it much. We went back to our hotel room. You took another one. Mm-hmm. I took two more. No, I took one more. I'm sorry. I took one more. Thank God I only took one more. Took one more. And then we're like, oh, yeah, shit, this is kicking in. It's feeling pretty good. Yeah, I kind of had a little thing going. And then we took a four-hour nap. And it was a really good nap.
It was. Had some really vivid, interesting dreams.
How would you compare the marijuana nap to the murder nap that we're so known for? Where we take a nap while watching Forensic Files.
Good question. This was longer, probably due to the chemical.
It was a good nap, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. It wasn't like Cirque du Soleil O good. I had a hell of a nap at O.
Yeah, you did.
So.
What if you had edibles and then went to a Cirque show?
I think it would be a hell of a nap. What I've determined from this is I don't think that this is the... I'm glad we did it. Mm-hmm. The experience of going there is super friendly.
Yeah. We thought it would be intimidating, but people were very helpful, very
no
kind.
Judgment. Yeah. That when we were like, we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a really good experience as far as going there.
You're not professional partakers.
I don't foresee myself necessarily doing this again.
Yeah.
I'm happy with...
Yeah. With the booze.
I'm happy with the buzz I'm familiar with. And
also, it did not cure migraines, unfortunately, which I was hoping for, but it did not.
Yeah. So we are horrible stoners, is what we learned from this.
Yeah. We're not good at the drugs.
But it was a good experience. The drugs. I can't wait for the cocaine dispensary. That's going to be great. Can't wait to try that. All right, so anyway, it was a good experience, but it's probably not a regular part of our future trips, I wouldn't say.
Ooh.
What are we going to do with those last five discs? We'll be auctioning them off for charity.
We should have auctioned them.
That's illegal. That's illegal. We won't be doing that. No, we can't. We can't do that. $100. Wow. If only we could do that. Yes. All right. So that's our dispensary experience. We're going to review. Let's do at least one more here. So we went to a new bar in Fremont East. It's called Corduroy. It opened a couple months ago. It's right next to Beauty Bar.
Which you love.
I've been interested. We have gone to Beauty Bar. It's been underwhelming. But Corduroy, we enjoyed. We had a good time. We went there the other night. And it's kind of a long, narrow space.
Is it a long bar?
No, it's not a long bar. But okay. The space that it fills, which is the old checks cashed thing that was up there forever, mm-hmm. and then it was a clothing store for a while.
Yeah.
So now it's a bar, and it's got kind of a pseudo theme to it, but not a full on theme, and it's kind of like a retro thing going. So you go in there.
That's the name Corduroy.
Thus the name Corduroy.
Do you have to wear Garanimals?
They have what? What about Garanimals?
Do you have to wear Garanimals to get in?
I wish they had adult Garanimals sometimes. Because, I mean, you see, I dress like a 12-year-old boy and I'm a 45-year-old man. But that would be helpful sometimes. Yesterday, I put something on and you complimented my color scheme.
Yeah, like, it was nice. You had like a little... He had a blue shirt and then a green shirt underneath. And then his shorts were plaid and they had blue and green in them. And it was very coordinated.
And entirely coincidental.
He was
no
a fancy lad.
But I appreciate the compliment and my fashion sense. So the new bar...
I'm not embarrassed to go out with you in public.
Well, that's... By even saying that, it means that at some point in our relationship you were. Could I get a year that this changed? No? I'm not embarrassed to go out with you in public. Wow, we have been married a long time. All right, so anyway, you go into Corduroy. They have this really cool thing.
You're the one with the no-pants lifestyle, though.
I am a fan of the no-pants lifestyle. So behind the bar at Corduroy, they've got this cool, like, multicolored bubble wall.
Mm-hmm.
Very It would be great after you did some of the pot, apparently. But so that's cool. They've got some different displays that are kind of retro. They have behind, kind of at the end of the bar, they've got some old microwave ovens. They've like stacked up, and it sounds better than it is. They've got a wall that's old stereo receivers and speakers. And then the soundtrack, which when we got in there, we're like, this is awesome. They're playing, at that point, a bunch of 80s
metal.
Stuff. Yeah. And then they've got a monitor, right? They have a few monitors, but we're watching a TV monitor that was showing like old WrestleMania clips and all this crazy stuff from the 80s. And we're like, yeah, this is our place. And who's then they
your,
shifted.
Who's your favorite wrestler from the 80s?
Oh, we don't want to go down that rabbit
okay.
hole.
All right. Carry
I was
on.
A little too into pro wrestling until a little too late in life when I should have been. Although Dr. Dave is here, and he's still writing about that shit, so I guess I don't have that much competition. But no, I was really... No, so we're not going to go down that. I don't know all who right. my favorite wrestler is, but...
Von Erich.
So, probably Ric Flair, you know? Who doesn't love Ric Flair at this point? No, November, 30 for 30 on ESPN. It's going to be awesome. Anyway, so the music is super... You described it as...
Long bar loud.
Long bar loud. It's loud in there. At the main bar, and they've got some like counter seating and stuff in addition to the, like some table seating in addition to the main bar. But despite the noise, we enjoyed it. It was really good 80s and 90s soundtrack. Although the 90s stuff that they started playing was a little bit not necessarily something I want to reminisce about.
Mm-hmm.
They had like a Smashing Pumpkins song, and then they played something by Pearl Jam that I'm not too fond of.
They didn't do Chili Peppers though, did they?
No, fortunately we did not. Hear that. We've been followed by Steve Miller Band everywhere we go this trip. That hasn't been great.
Oh, yeah. So we're at Park on Fremont eating breakfast. All of a sudden, the Joker
comes
on.
The Joker starts playing. Really? Midnight Toker?
That's yeah, here's Tim's face. Like.
Yeah. Total downer. So anyway, we're sitting there, we're enjoying the retro vibe despite some of the songs that we didn't like. And then the bartender said, hey, by the way, if you go in back, there's a little lounge area, and we have a video game machine, and it's free, and there's Ms. Pac-Man and some other stuff, and you can go back. So we went back to this little lounge area, and there's nobody there at all. And but there's a tabletop, the like two-person tabletop old-school video game machine that had it was Ms. Pac-Man.
Donkey Kong, Galaga.
Something else.
What else?
So we sat there for like half an hour and played Ms. Pac-Man.
It was sweet.
And you're
did we
still...
do well? No, but we enjoyed the hell out of it.
You whooped my ass at Ms. Pac-Man.
Did I?
I've always been bad at those. I'm just not a video game guy. I'm not. When I was a child, I was a little bit better, but no.
You rocked Guitar Hero, though.
For about 2 months, yes, and then I sold it. But yes, so you did quite well at Ms. Pac-Man. So if you want to play, you know, an old game and... It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So if you go to Corduroy, which you should if you're into 80s, 90s stuff, it's really a fun bar.
Oh, the drinks.
Bar.
We have to talk about the drinks.
Oh, yeah, the drinks. So you had...
It was a Frontier Mule, and it had ginger beer, but it also had Bullet in it.
She likes the brown liquors.
I do.
So, yes. She had
even though
bullet.
I'm drinking clear today because I was afraid it was going to like spill on myself, but that was why.
So, yeah, their Moscow Mule and their Frontier Mule are actually on tap, which is... I don't know how I feel about
it was
that.
Tasty.
Mixed drinks on tap, man. But you enjoyed it. I had something called the Stag Party, which involved rum, Jägermeister, and lemon juice. It was pretty good. You hear Jäger and you're like, meh. It was much more of a fruity drink than you would expect, but it had a little bit of the licorice thing on the side. It was pretty good. So I would recommend it.
Did it have an umbrella?
No, it didn't have an umbrella. You're hilarious. So anyway... thumbs up to Corduroy.
Yeah, if the two of us order a drink, if there's an umbrella, he's getting the umbrella.
You know what? Just because I ordered it strawberry daiquiri at Venetian once, like 15 years ago, doesn't mean I am a big connoisseur of the lady drinks. Although I do remember that before it was like a Sex and the City thing, we used to always order Cosmos at O'Shea's. I'm like, this is all right.
We did. That was our jam, Cosmos at O'Shea's.
For about three trips. But all right, so that's Corduroy. We recommend you try it. It's really good. I think we're going to save... Should we save our other reviews for next time? All right. We got some other stuff to review for you on the next show, but we're kind of running long here. So I think we're going to wrap things up. Oh, I know. We've enjoyed our time with you as well. But We've got stuff for the next podcast, so that'll be fun too. So I'll tease it here.
It'll be fun, but it won't be as fun.
I know, this is really cool doing this live audience. So we went to the Rolling Stones exhibition at Palazzo, and we'll review that. And we went to a new restaurant called 7th and Carson, which is located on 4th and Ogden, if you're looking for it. And we'll review that as well. I hope somebody walks over to 4th and Ogden and goes, "Where is it?" All right, so we're going to wrap up our show. But before we do, we have some people to thank. We're not doing the Patreon thing this time. We'll do that and then get back to that in the next show. But for this particular event, there are a bunch of people we need to thank. So let's start off. We want to thank Hunter. Yeah. I mean, really, you know, he's kept this event alive, and not only has he put a ton of work into this event, but the sacrifice, you have no idea, the sacrifice tonight, he's skipping the Bob Dylan show over at Cosmo for this. And if you know Hunter, he's seen Bob Dylan live, and it was a life-changing experience for him. So, of course, we also want to thank everybody here at the D in Golden Gate, Derek, Nicole, David, who you saw up here earlier, Mike Palm, who ran the Sigma Derby tournament, does a wonderful job. Everybody here at the D in Golden Gate, and I want to give a special shout out as well to the security crew at both hotels.
Yes.
Because they've been helping me out with a little issue. We have to thank Ms. Nomer for the amazing introduction, the amazing yes. video he did, and for his fucking kick-ass job hosting this event. It's been so much fun leading up to this, working with Hunter, or working with Ms. Nomer. Hunter's been okay, but mainly Ms. Nomer. Working with Ms. Nomer on the video and on some of the other stuff that he put into the show, and just watching him be fucking unleashed and his creativity, you know, all the things that he did for this event. So special thanks to him. And then you guys, you've showed up for this. You've been a great audience, and, you know, I think we kind of all needed this weekend right now, more than even in past years when we've done this. And I've said it a couple times leading up to this, but there's really no group of people we'd rather be with right now than other people who love this city and love geeking out over all this stupid stuff we talk about every week. And we're really glad you're here, and it means a lot to us, and thank you very much. It's very sincere. Anything else before we wrap things up?
Unless you wanted to talk about pro wrestling some more.
No, we'll do that at the bar later, maybe.
Okay. And your previous experience as a youthful
stoner back
yes.
in. Yeah, I got some stories. All right, so 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the email address if you want to send us your Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. Of course, our voicemail line. I have not been getting many alerts about voicemails, so I expect a lot of calls from you people in the next couple days. Get fucking wasted tonight and call us with ridiculous messages. 702-866-9494. That is the number. Call it. We'd love to hear from you. As always, thank you for listening.
Learn it. Love it.
Yes. Thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, calling. Thank you for being here in our live audience. Thank you for all the kind words and all the love this weekend. Yes. We do appreciate you, and we look forward to doing this again for you again some other time. Thanks so much, guys.